Hey, Ash.
Hey, Taryn.
I got a random thought for you.
Oh, I love random thoughts. Please hit me with it.
I feel like this made me like, whoa, but I don't know if it will for you. We eat pizza from the inside out. Think about it.
Think about it.
Right, right.
Look at the picture.
Like, if you think about a pizza right. as a whole.
Right.
Isn't that weird? Is that not weird?
No, that's weird. I just never thought about it that way.
That's what a random thought is.
That is, no, that's a, no, I agree. I'm just saying I've never thought of the pizza that way. As that being.
And then there's another one. Oh, no, wait. I shouldn't say this.
Oh, God. Why?
I should not say this.
No, say it.
No, I can't say it.
No, do it.
No, I'll probably offend someone.
No, not at all.
Okay.
You guys, she's so.
I, you know when you like question, like right. have you ever like thought something was interesting or funny?
All the
and
time.
And then no one responds and then you're like, what's wrong
or,
with me?
Or I'll post something really funny online and no one, and I expect like multitudes of DMs and not
and no one.
One
says anything?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's awesome.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we're Unsolicited Advice, and we're off to a rough start today, apparently.
I feel great about that. I feel confident about that.
Right.
You're a little rough. Want to explain why?
I'm a little sick today. It's one of those, like, I feel like the same exact thing happened last time we were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get, you know what? You get, like, sick fast. Like, you'll literally be, like, going to bed and you'll be like, hey, I feel like I'm getting sick. And then the next morning you're like, death. But then it never, like, it's just a couple days and then you're fine.
I figured it out. I get sick very often, but it's never, like, stuck in bed sick. It's like I can power through, I can still go about my day, I just don't feel great. Whereas like people like my sister or my dad, they never get sick, but when they do,
that's me.
They are on the floor, like they can't move, they can't function.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know which one's better, but that's just something I've realized.
Yeah. I remember I used to always trip out because like at work people would be like calling out sick all the time and they'd have like a tiny head cold or whatever, and I always used to be like, oh, you're weak, you know, whatever. But then like the only time I've ever called out of work was I had strep throat and like the doctor told me like, you cannot go back to work, like you work like, with children,
you physically cannot go.
You're gonna just like give them all your disease. But so when I get it like hard.
Yeah, I don't know which is better, if it's better to like be able to work through it and get it more often or just like feel magnificent like all the time and then every once in a while be like dropped.
That's like those questions where it's like, would you rather like, you know what I mean? What was that one? Well, it's about number two.
Ew, Taryn.
It was like, would you rather like have to like a certain amount of times every day or have one day where you just do it all day but then you don't the rest of the year?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Like,
I don't know why
rather?
She puts me in these situations all the time on here, guys. I don't know what to say. Like,
hashtag
I don't know how to respond.
Brothers.
Ew.
But what would you do?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I think I'd do the full day.
Ew.
Just put a movie on.
That's disgusting. I can't.
I mean.
What movie would you watch?
Oh. Watch all either all of like the Star Wars or like all of Harry Potter, because like really
that would take all day.
You can't move, you have to be on the toilet, so it's like you just are stationary and you can just watch like a whole series.
I don't know how I feel about
I
that.
I think that'd and be great.
I can't believe can we switch the topic, please?
Light a candle.
I'm uncomfortable.
Anywho, hello.
Anyways,
everyone.
Hi.
You know, I'm just trying to keep her on her toes so she.
She's been doing that
great.
All day. You know what she did today? Twice. I'll tell you.
What?
First of all, just again, remember, I'm not feeling well. I'm sick. We're at the coffee shop. We're getting work done. She goes, hey, Ash, click. There's a camera photo of me looking like death, probably, and just like looking awful. And she laughs so hard. And I'm just over here like, I hate you.
I found a disposable.
And a few
I don't
hours
know.
Later, we're at Starbucks on our way here. I'm picking up my medicine ball to like clear my throat for you guys. And then she goes, hey, Ashley. I look up. Click. She has the stupid camera in her hand again.
I decided that this camera, I have 12 photos left, and that's all I want on this roll. So when I'm looking through it, it's just going to be you, like, wonky-eyed.
It's so awful. And especially, like caught off guard, like, they're never great. But then especially with a cold, like, your eyes are, like,
major mouth breather right now.
I am mouth breathing today. It's just not, it's not cute, you know? So no one wants a camera in their face like that. But especially when they look like disease ridden, you know?
When we get these developed and we have a good old fashioned laugh.
Old fashioned laugh.
You'll thank me.
I don't think so. Maybe we'll post it for you guys.
Oh my gosh. We could just lay them all on the table.
Whole designated post of just sliding just through collage. all of my photos.
I'm going to write that down so I remember.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, so I have a Tearing It Up.
Oh, thank God. Love these.
Yes.
If you guys don't know what Tearing It Up is, Taryn, that girl over there, she tends to have a lot of embarrassing moments in her life. And you guys decided that we should have a segment called Tearing It Up where you guys submit your own embarrassing stories. So
yeah,
here we go for Tearing It Up today.
I love that this is like my legacy that I'm leaving.
It is.
When you feel dumb. There's a person out there who's been dumber. Her name
is Taryn. Who's been there, done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this one actually reminds me a lot of last week's, my own personal Tearing It Up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. It says, wait, can I see?
Wait, what was last week's?
Where I hit the tray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it says, hi, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, she says, okay. She says, hi.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Firstly, I wanted to say I love your podcast and look forward to it every Tuesday. She lives in Australia, which, holla, we're coming.
Oh, heyo, we're going to Australia end of this month.
So you should, Rebecca, write us like suggestions.
The Tuesday like threw me off because I was like, what do you mean it's Monday? But like, I guess
I've read a lot of DMs where either like they, like I'll start getting notifications of people like listening to the podcast when I'm still asleep, like it's still Sunday night, you know. Yeah. And then same thing where they have to like wait till, are you okay?
My eye freaked out. I'm fine. Okay.
I was like, either she's falling asleep or having a seizure. Okay. She says, anyways, my name is Rebecca. I wanted to write in and tell you my embarrassing story. So during school, we were doing ballroom dancing for PE, and we had to perform a dance at the end.
Oh.
You don't even know it yet.
Ballroom dancing just sounds like my worst nightmare to
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I would not do well.
I don't know.
As a PE class?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, in PE, like, you're what? In probably, like, high school?
Yeah.
Junior high.
Exactly.
So it's like, you're
awkward.
You're
in, like,
and you
your T-shirts and your shorts and nope.
Yeah, I always hated those.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways. She said, in order to look normal, because she put in parentheses, I'm very uncoordinated, a lot of practice was needed to be done with our partners. One day we were reminding ourselves of the choreography before proceeding with the dance. We were practicing in the grade 11 area. We don't have hallways for lockers, but rather outdoor areas with picnic tables, etc. And the bell had just rung, so there were still people roaming around the area and getting their books ready. One of the moves in our dance requires us to sharply put our arm to the left of our body and move it back around to the right. And I said,
wait,
I hope
what?
That makes sense. So I'm thinking like cut. To the left and move it around.
Oh.
So like literally. Like, ow! I hit the TV.
Hit the TV behind her.
Which again, I relate to you guys.
Okay. Tearing it up.
You know when your friends try to subtly tell you something by whispering your name? Yeah. Well, they did that, but it didn't exactly register. I swung my hand out to the left and then hit someone right in the boob. I am not even kidding. She glared at me for 5 seconds before walking past, but she actually was in my homeroom, so it was pretty awkward. After my friends and I bursted out laughing, it was pretty funny. All this to say, sometimes I feel like an octopus because I'm always running into people because I don't see them or I do a crazy dance move and make body contact with random strangers. So yeah, that's my Tearing It Up. I hope you guys enjoyed and have an amazing week.
That's fantastic.
I've done that so many times.
Taryn's
but
done
you know
that
what got
multiple
me?
Times. I'm sure within like this last month, I feel like you've just
for sure.
Yeah.
But like it's a specific, have you ever accidentally hit a stranger?
Yeah.
It's a very specific look they give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait, talk for a second.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like what normally happens is they, well, you shock them. Like, they don't see it coming either.
Yeah.
You're shocked because you didn't realize you were, like, you actually just hit someone. And then they're shocked because they didn't see it coming. So it's just like this awkward, extra long eye contact. And then they get mad because you, you know, okay. touched your boob. That's weird.
Instantly, I thought of, it's this specific look. And it's this video of... I feel like you've seen it. Wait, I'm going to pause it. It's this video of this cute little girl in like a department store. And she goes to do a handstand and she kicks the lady walking by. Do you know what I'm talking about? Wait, play it. We'll post it for you guys because, oh my gosh. She's so pissed.
Oh.
But it's just, I don't know. It's very, yeah.
I think she pulled it together because there was obviously a camera there.
You know? And it was a little girl. Like, what? She
can't be too mad at that. Yeah. The poor child.
So I relate. Keep doing you.
Keep doing you.
Try not to, you know.
If you guys want to submit tearing it ups, then please send them via. You could do DMs. You could do emails. All the options for you guys. So
yes,
please send them in. They're way too much fun.
Do it. We didn't talk about. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Well, how was your week?
Oh, it was great. You know.
What do you mean great?
New Year's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 30.
You're 30.
There's that.
Flirty and thriving.
I don't know.
This year, I feel like a lot happened within this year that I was like really pumped about.
Right.
So I feel like sometimes like New Year's comes and I'm like, oh, like, ugh, I didn't do anything I wanted to do this year. And then I'm like
right.
very like inspirational about creating New Year's resolutions. But it's always more of like a, I want to look forward to like what I want out of life.
Right, right.
Whereas this year, like I feel very grateful for all the things that have happened, like this podcast and like just different things in my life. I feel like I'm much more reflective of like, cool, let's like look back and see what's happened. Which is cool because I think you should be more in the present and not always like, oh, okay, well, like, this is where I want to be, so I need to keep doing that, but acknowledge, like, there's so many things to be grateful for, you know? So.
Yeah, no, fully. I had, like, this weird moment because, you know, you're always trying to think up of, like, New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. My New Year's resolution last year was to start a podcast.
Oh, shut up. Did I know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. It was on my list of things I wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Ash.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Full circle.
That's
here we
amazing.
Are.
We were sitting in, wait, was last year's Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said it was something I wanted to do. And then I remember in my girls group, we all like wrote down like things we wanted to accomplish in 2019. Mm-hmm. And that was my top one.
Isn't that insane? Proud of you.
Proud of us.
Proud of us. But like you, because that's your thing, you know?
We did the damn thing.
We did it.
Proud of us.
We're here. Okay. How about you? Or was that your...
That was kind of it. Guys, I am not okay.
She is
right
unwell.
Now.
You know what's funny? I notice you'll be like, because I've said this before, but sometimes you're very like, you have the persona of like an old woman.
Everybody tells me this. I don't understand.
But I was listening to you today talking to someone and like me, I'd be like, oh yeah, like... I definitely, like, I'm getting sick or I feel like crap, like, whatever. But Ashley's over and she's like, I'm feeling under the weather to the lady giving her coffee. And I was just like, what?
That's so
true. How old are you?
That's when it's like, I don't real fully understand if it's, I don't know if it's like a cold yet. I don't know if it's allergies. That's what I mean by feeling under the weather.
Under the
weather. I'm a little tired. I'm a little, like, achy. I don't know. If it's like from allergies or if this is from like a cold, that's what I would say. I'm feeling under the weather.
Okay, so question. I'm assuming that phrase came from like if it got like really cold or something and you got sick, it's like, oh, I'm under the weather because you're affected by the weather.
I guess so. I don't know.
So then what happens when you just get sick in like normal weather?
What is normal weather?
I am the weather. I'm not under it. I just am. I don't know. Anyways,
Okay.
Is yours long?
Mine's not too long. Mine's a solid paragraph with single spacing.
Okay.
Normally, guys, normally, I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I have a routine of like how I like print everything out.
Oh, yeah.
And my computer like didn't work today, so I just printed it off the actual email, and this is very small.
Yeah.
I might have trouble reading this, but I can go first.
Yeah, go first. Because we don't know how long you're going to last.
I know.
We should get like all your parts out now.
My voice.
Uh-huh. Wait, did we take a break?
No, let's take a break and then we'll hit you guys with this first story. The title, so that you can like let it marinate during the break, is a subject not everyone is comfortable talking about.
Ooh.
Right? That's good. Hook, line. I'm interested. All right.
Sinker.
Here's the break. We'll come back in 1 second.
Well, to us. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
So apparently under the weather, the origin is originally meant to feel seasick or to be adversely affected by bad weather on a ship.
So I was kind of right.
So actually, it's the entire phrase is under the weather bow.
Oh.
So I guess you're under the bow of the ship because you can't be up above.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
Wait,
because rotten weather is blowing and you'd get wet and sick.
That's interesting.
Mm. That's super interesting. Mark knows all.
That's so interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Why are you laughing?
Because you're mad.
Taryn is teasing me so hard right now.
I do not
feel it. I can feel it. I just wanted to say that was interesting and I appreciate Mark's fun facts for us.
Yeah. Fun facts with Mark.
Ooh.
New segment alert.
You're going to have to start coming
Guys.
Up with content also.
Oh, yeah, you should. So you know how I always complain that I can't see Mark?
Yeah.
Well, the studio, not in our fishbowl, but on the outside of the glass, got a little makeover. And so the screen is over. So now Mark can lean and I can see him.
Yeah. That's We're exactly what he does on my side, too. He'll lean and I can see
Ashley,
him.
This is not about you.
This has everything to do.
Right now, it's about me.
It's about Mark.
But right now, it's
don't,
about
don't
me
take
and
his,
Mark.
This is his moment. Don't take this away
it's
from him.
It's about me and
no,
Mark.
No, Taryn. God, okay. Here we go. We're getting...
I'm psyched that you guys are fighting over
Okay.
Oh, you're going?
Yeah, we just discussed that I was going.
Okay.
Taryn?
Don't get All sassy.
Right. So, here we go. First story. This is, again, the title is a subject not everyone is comfortable talking about. My paper got a little bent. I messed up. I just like usually I come prepared. I told you I'm off today. I just like threw it in my bag.
It's your purse. I've done that before.
With my water bottle, with my camera and my phone, it got completely bent and it's all ruined. So
thank you for giving us all these unnecessary details.
I'm letting them know why the paper is crackling, Taryn. They can't see. Okay.
They can't see.
I don't know exactly how to say this name, but.
Ooh, let me guess. Go. You give a guess and I'll give a guess.
Chams. C-H-A-M-S. It's Chams or it's Cams or it's.
From Tunisia. How do you say it? Tunisia? Tunisia? Tunisia?
Tunisia.
I would say Chams. Just so
you would
you
say Chams?
I don't know.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, my name is, I'm going to go with Chams.
Choms.
I am 21 going 22 on the 1st of January. Whoop, whoop. That means you just had your birthday.
Oh my gosh, you did.
Happy
Should we sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. I'm going to close off there because I don't want to keep singing. No, not today.
Okay, but they deserve a full birthday song, so that's rude.
It was half a birthday song. It was beautiful. Okay.
It was the first line, Ashley.
Taryn.
Okay, keep going.
I don't want to sing.
Choms. Go
okay.
Choms.
Choms, who is now 22. She says, I'm from Tunisia. I don't
sure.
I have
Again.
No idea
potato,
where that
potato.
Is.
Go ahead.
I'm a dentistry student. Wonder if you have any listeners in Tunisia I could be friends with. If so, I'm here. An antisocial introvert. That's very relatable. So she's wanting friends. I can give you friends. Maybe we should like do a poll and see if we have
That's what I'm
any
saying.
Listeners from there to hook her up with.
Or like a Facebook group where we can like connect them.
Yeah. Aside from that little announcement, today I wanted to talk about purpose, specifically career-wise. You see, ever since I was little, I had friends that knew who they wanted to be from the start. An architect, a model, a doctor, a designer. Me, on the other hand, I've had a million and one dreams and goals, but I was never sure of any of them. I don't see myself doing something specific. My parents are doctors. Sisters are doctors.
Ooh.
I had braces when I was younger and kind of liked that experience. So I just thought, well, okay, I'll go into dentistry, which I love how she said that, because I feel like that's how I felt. Like at anything, I'd be like, oh, that was kind of cool. Yeah, maybe that could be a job. Fun,
yeah.
Oh, this was kind of cool. Maybe that could be a job. So yeah, that's interesting. But I've never felt like I had a clear purpose or anything I was here to do. And that makes me sad sometimes. I see people who are so passionate about what they do, and I envy them. I've always had the comparing pathology. What if I had what this person did, or what if I do what she does? I watch TED Talks and self-development videos, and all the successful people they talk to have great examples and always know who they wanted to be from the very beginning. I want to be successful, but I'm not like them. I'm indecisive. I can do many things. So kind of like she's saying, like she's like, she can do a little bit of everything, but she's not a master of one of them. What's that saying?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's saying. What I meant by my title is that I ask this question a lot. Are you happy with your career? And usually that makes people uncomfortable. Unless they, like I said, always knew what they wanted to be. I don't want to be uncomfortable hearing that question. I don't know what to do about it. I do like dentistry, but I can't help but think, what if I did business? I have cousins who do business, and they're happy and love exactly what they do. I guess my question is, how do you find your purpose? Did you always know what you wanted to be? How do you pick something and stick with it? How do you be content with where you are and without comparing yourself to other successful people around you? I want to be a leader, but all I feel inside is the need to follow the people around me. How do you not get distracted with other people and their stories? Am I crazy for still thinking about what ifs at this age/phase in my life? Every day I grow and realize that so many of us are just going with the flow and not living a full life, and that scares me. I'm sorry if this was all over the place. I have many thoughts and never really know how to correctly place them. Anyways, I love your podcast and I love you.
Oh, love you, Choms. I really want to know who's right. Know. So if, please send us.
If you are Choms, Chams.
Watch, it's like nothing even. Yeah. It's like the sea is silent or like something.
Please let us know who is correct with your name, or if we're both just like completely off.
Yeah.
I have so many thoughts that I would like to say on this, but did you want to start? Did anything stick out at you?
Sure. I feel like that's such a common thing. And it's funny because she's like, oh, I don't, like, people don't talk about it. But I had like the opposite, where I feel like all of my friends in my circle, we were all kind of like confused of like, who are we? Who are we going to be? I like redeclared my major so many times.
Oh my gosh, right?
And I still am like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Like, I feel like, but that's much more my personality. Like, I kind of, like, I have so many passions, and then I also get bored easily. So it's like, I constantly am trying to like learn new things or kind of discover if, you know, something else is like triggered in my heart or whatever. So I don't think you should feel pressure on that. I think you should be open to like listening for like different things, and not, I think when you do feel so pressured to choose a major because, oh, like logically this makes sense, like I'm gonna like go all in for this, I think that's when you can end up in a career and be like, why am I doing this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would be one thing. And I think we've talked about this in an episode a long time ago, but about like stop trying to like find your passion, but like be passionate like where you are or something.
Yes.
And so I think that's something too, like every job is going to feel like mundane. It's going to feel like routine, and there's going to be days where it feels like, ugh, like this is work, you know? But there's things that you can do within your job, like interactions you can have or the effort you put in. Like if you leave your day, even if you didn't love what you did, but you know, like I like worked my butt off and like I put 100% in, like that feels good to know, yeah, like you did your best. You know what I mean? So there's, yeah, things you can like bring into that atmosphere. But I think also that's, I mean, I've had friends that it was like all their family was doctors, and like the pressure that comes with like finding a field like that is intense. So I think you just need to like sit and, you know, take some electives that are like totally out of the ballpark of like what you would usually do and kind of explore to see if anything stands out. But I don't know. Like, I don't think like you're stuck in like one career path. And I think that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. I get like you don't want to go to school for like 9 years to become something. And then you're like, oh, just kidding, you know. But
yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, like give yourself some cushion to and realize like, I mean, I went to school to be a psychologist. Like that's and I honestly can see myself going back and getting my master's and like doing that when I'm older. But I think that's the whole thing is like you can't put yourself in a box, you know?
Right. No, not at all. And I think it's really interesting. I love the quote you said. I forget the exact quote that we said a couple episodes. It was a while ago, actually.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
But yeah, it was like stop seeking out places to be passionate and start putting your passions into the place that you're at. And I think that's perfect. One of my immediately like something I thought of is there is a Tender Greens, which is a restaurant that's like around the corner. They're actually kind of scattered all over LA, but there's this one specific one and there's this guy there and he waits tables and he is probably one of the nicest, most outgoing, sweetest people I have ever met. He's always singing and he always says, "Hey, baby girl," like when I walk in, and it just like warms my heart. And that guy, like I guarantee you, he didn't dream of being a waiter like at this, you know, not fast food restaurant. I don't know what you would call it, but at this restaurant.
Yeah.
But he's making the most out of it. And he's such a, you know, a light to everyone around him. And every time I go there, I'm always like, oh, I wonder if he's going to be here today. And then we always like chat for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that just goes to show, like, it doesn't matter where you are, where you're at in life. Like, that's what you have to do. Because you can find joy when you live it out.
Well, and you have to, like, there's people who go into careers because they want the checks that come with it.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, if that's your motive is like, I want to be like wealthy and successful. But then there's also people who go into things because like they're passionate about it. So it's like, you just have to sit and decide what you want.
What you want.
You know,
do.
Like for me, like working for a private school, like I know I could make literally like triple the amount I make if I went into public schools doing what I do. But like, that's not like where my passion is. And I love like the schools I work for and like the fact that I can just like talk about Jesus whenever I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that for me is something I'm passionate about. So like, I don't care that I don't get like a fat check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to sit and really like sift through like, what are my motives? Like, what do I want out of it? Like, if you want to feel purpose and you want to feel whatever, that could mean interning for a company and like not getting paid for a year while
you're nonprofit for a while.
Yeah. So I think it's just like, you gotta like really sit with yourself and be like, okay, like what do I enjoy? But then if you commit to something, like find the joy there. Like you don't have to like feel butterflies every time you get up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do want to say 22. That is young.
Dude, I'm trying to think.
I know.
What were you doing when you were 22?
I was a mess. I had no idea what I was doing. I was working in hotels and I was going to school for sign language interpretation.
I was in a relationship and thought I would be married within the next like 2 years. Jokes on all of you.
22, man, that is, I feel like, and I do understand because I went to high school too. I remember everyone being like, well, what's your major? What do you want to do? What's your career going to be? And then the second you graduated, it was just like major, 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 major. What are you going to do? And it honestly freaked me out. So I'm just, you know, just to make you feel more comfortable, I didn't graduate college till I was 26. It took me a long time to figure out exactly what I wanted to do. I went to school for hospitality. I went to school for sign language interpretation. Finished, got like 3/4 of the way through the program, and then decided to move to Orange County and just get a communications degree, which took me a long time. It took me 2 more years. And then YouTube happened. Like I quit my job at a hotel where I also thought I was going to work. I did the hospitality thing. And I was going to find another job once we moved. And I never ended up finding another one because YouTube happened. And I didn't plan on YouTube. That was just like something that just like came out of nowhere. So to a degree and with certain careers, yes, planning is important. And yes, you do have to think of these things and kind of like go through the motions to get to that certain point. And other times, life just happens and it takes you a completely different way. Totally. And the cool thing is like both are fine.
Yeah.
There's no right way to do this, you know, unless you're actually trying to be a doctor where you have to have a specific amount of schooling.
Yeah.
The door's kind of open for you to just kind of go whichever way you want to go.
And the twists and turns are like what you'll look. It's hard because you're right in the midst of like all the decision making. Yeah. But I know like when I look back on the way like my path shifted, now I see like you, like so many things in my life, if I it didn't happen, like I wouldn't have met you. Like I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't be like living in LA, which I always said I never would do. You know what I mean? And like for me, like I remember I had just graduated and I was going to go into my master's. And so I looked for like a super part-time job. Through a friend of a friend, they were like, oh, there's this nanny thing. And I was like, okay, I'll do that for a couple months till I get into the, my master's program, and then I'm going to be a counselor. Like, that was my goal. Well, I started, and within the first week, I fell in love with these girls who had lost their mom, and they were in those crucial years where, like, you need a mom, you know? Yeah. And so I was like, I just fell in love with them, and I knew, like, I was willing to sacrifice, like, those years of my life to be someone for them, you know what I mean? So I nannied for like over 4 years, like completely. I stopped going back to school. Like I just everything shifted because in that chunk of my life, like I was so committed to them, you know, and which I still to this day, like they're some of like the closest people to my heart.
And isn't that interesting because of your career now is very focused on kids as well. So it's almost like,
well, and then
it makes sense.
So like when I left that, I was like, what do I do? And then it was the school that I worked with when I was same, just trying to get a job while I was going through school.
Yeah, it was just
and they approached
me
with like, hey, there's this program we've been like wanting to start. Like, would you like to start it? And it's like all of those things were not my plan whatsoever. And then in that time, I could have been like, oh, like I'm just nannying. Like I just graduated from college. Like I'm going backwards or I'm going in a different direction. But all of it was for a reason. And if you're putting your heart into what you're doing, you're going to feel fulfilled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, I would have never had the experience that I have and be in the place I am in my life if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. And I do think things happen in seasons and at different points in your life. You could be doing something for the next 10 years. You're 22. Maybe you do dentistry up until 32. And then all of a sudden something else comes out of nowhere. Like I've met multiple people, like I don't know, 50s-ish, and they've had a few careers, you know? And, they started out here and it was going well until another opportunity came their way. So I think one of the biggest things I could recommend, even though I feel like I'm still like brand new and have no idea what I'm doing either. I think one of the things I could recommend is just to be open and available to those opportunities when they come your way.
No, I totally agree.
You know, maybe make a plan. And if you want to do dentistry, maybe stick with it for a while and at least, you know, complete that, get that achieved and done and conquered. And then don't feel like you have to stick with it. Because I feel like that's where people get stuck is they're like, oh, well, now I do dentistry. And that's it. And it's like, no, if you want to, it might take extra work. It might be really hard, but you can do multiple things at the
same
time.
Or there's times like you gather all these skills and you're like, okay, well, now what? Because I just changed careers. What am I going to do with them? But we had like one of the years we went to Africa, this guy who like had done dentistry and like wasn't anymore. And so like he came with us and was able to like do stuff with like the people there. So it's like you never know like what you could use the skills you have for. Like, you never know when it's going to come up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I studied communications. I don't really use that the way I thought I was going to, but here I am talking, you know? Like
communicating.
Communicating. My degree in progress, working right now. But then, the other thing I wanted to say was, like, I don't want you to feel too guilty when you compare yourself to other people because that's just human and that's just the most natural thing to do. I would just be careful about how you view yourself when comparing to other people. Because I think sometimes it's actually good to have people to like check in on and be like, okay, well, they're at this point in this amount of time, like, have I done about that? Or am I really pushing hard enough? Like, comparison can be good, but it can go negatively really quick if you start saying, oh, well, he or she is doing this and I'm doing terrible and like I suck and all this kind of stuff. You have to be very careful of how you let your brain process that comparison. So
no,
know that it's normal, but also know that you're the one that's in control of your thoughts that come with that comparison. Yeah. So you have to actively change it. Yeah.
Like, I hate the whole, like, oh, like, nobody talks about this or I feel weird. Like, I think everyone just needs to start being honest about stuff. Because I guarantee if you go and, like, I say it all the time when people are like, oh, what are you doing? Are you in your career? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, for now I am, you know.
But I have no idea.
There's no reason, like, people need to be ashamed of anything. Like, no. We're all at where we're at. And, like, life is messy. And yeah. I think we need to stop trying to have this, like, picture perfect, like, persona that we're constantly trying to, like, present. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Hunger Games where they're like, oh, they're like, what story are we going to sell? Let's sell that they're in love so more people will, like you know what yeah. I mean? But it's like, you can't just keep, like, put it, just be real and raw. Like, that's what people want to connect with anyways.
It
you
is
know?
What people, it's what people want in general. Yeah. Yes. Well, Choms. One, please let us know which yeah. is correct.
Oh my gosh,
I have
yes.
to know. Two, I'm actually really excited for you. 22 is a great age. You have literally everything at your doorstep. And I know that you feel a little lost right now, but it sounds like you have a lot of things coming your way that you could do. So I'm actually super excited to hear.
Oh, me too.
Hopefully in an update episode, which we should be getting, doing one soon.
We're way overdue.
Yeah. let us know how it goes. Yeah. So cool. Thanks for emailing us and being vulnerable with us.
Sweet.
I feel like I ran a marathon. I'm out of breath.
I'm so proud of you, though.
I'm over so here, like, proud of you. Every time Taryn talks, I, like, lean back and take a really deep breath. It's so bad.
Do you ever feel like I'll be, like, right next to the mic and I'll, like, sniffle and I'm like, Taryn, nobody wants to hear that. Like, back
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I always, like, lean super far back so I can do it. It's funny.
Yeah. No, I'm very conscious of that. Okay. Wait, did I read my story already?
No.
Okay.
God. I thought I was a wreck.
Okay. Mine is actually funny. It's from someone that I know. Oh, no. It's not funny. I mean, it's funny. No, it's not funny.
Oh, shoot. My emotional roller coaster
it's from
just
one,
now.
It's the first one I've read where I'm like, wait, I know this person.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And the title is Being Single Was My Favorite.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's good.
Okay, let's take a break so Ashley can catch her breath. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You can use my name if you want. I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sup, girl? She said, Taryn, you probably wouldn't remember me, but my brother played football with Ryan in high school, and we actually got coffee together once.
What?
Crazy, huh? And I totally do remember. She said, you were so sweet. I was super shy but wanted to be friends, so thanks for all of your kindness.
Uh-huh.
I know.
That's adorable.
This is, like, so cool. Like, the second I saw, it was funny because I saw her email address and immediately recognized the name, but was like, I didn't connect it until I read that. And
right.
I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways, so I just listened to the Most Undateable Girl episode, and it made me so sad hearing a beautiful young woman feeling she is not valuable just because the men around her haven't seen it. And I love the way that she put that.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it. We said that before, right? Like, there's a difference from being, what is it? What is it?
What?
Hidden and unseen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Like, and there was, I think, a couple episodes ago we were talking about that. Like, it's not going to feel right and be that person till it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
I was never good at romance. I avoided them like the plague because the vulnerability freaked me out. She's a 5'4", which I don't know. I don't really know what a 5 is. Do you?
The 5 is the investigator.
Okay.
So they love research. They love, before they get it in, before they get into anything, they love to do all the research, know everything about it before they actually, like, go into the relationship or the career. Or
so that makes sense. Like, her not wanting to be vulnerable because she's much more like,
she's
I just need to know everything.
She needs to know everything.
Interesting.
All the details.
Again, Enneagram, however you say it. But instead of wasting my time in high school on a boy or my college years on a boyfriend, I had fun, which I did too. I didn't date till after.
Yeah.
Partly by choice.
Banned for life.
Partly because most of the guys I went to school with, I also went to junior high with, where my dad was my principal. So.
No thanks.
No boys talk to me. Okay. I didn't necessarily think about it that way in the early years, but my best friends are friends I've kept through the years since I wasn't busy with a man. Same. I've traveled. I'm struggling. I've traveled to 5 continents, and half of those countries I traveled to on my own, which props, man. I went by myself because no one would go with me, but those are trips I'm so proud of now because I did them despite how uncomfortable it was initially. I also had my first real boyfriend at 26. She went 20, period, 6, period. But honestly, I was busy doing cool stuff that I wanted to do, crossing things off my bucket list, which honestly.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I said this like a second ago, but like, I literally thought I was going to be married at like 24 with the guy I was with. And like, I think about how, not boring, because that's fine. Marriage is great. But like, I think about like how much like I would not have experienced.
You would not have met me.
No, I would have traveled.
Think of all the places we've gone to.
Oh, the places we will go. Mm-hmm. We're going to Australia. Mm-hmm.
Remember Iceland?
Oh, yes. Remember London? I do remember Iceland. Oh, yes. I do remember London. Greece. Anyways,
jeez,
we're so cool. Like, if I was listening to us, I'd be like, really dope so right cool. now.
Yeah.
I was having so much fun traveling and experiencing life that I was really reluctant to find someone to settle down with. It's not that I was never lonely. I'm not a unicorn, but I just couldn't give up doing the things I love for someone who wasn't spectacular.
Ooh,
this is like, I feel like I'm reading that. Myself where yeah. I'm like, I'm not willing to like.
Where does she live? We should all get coffee.
Right? I'm like, girl, let's get coffee again. By now, I'm sure you've noticed that I'm speaking in the past tense. It's true. I got married this year to an amazing man. He's definitely spectacular. But that's not the point of this. My really wonderful single life made me the person I am now. I'm so glad I can't do all of those fun things where and whenever I want because I'm committed to this man that at least I've lived out so many of them that I can relive in pictures and memories. Being single is when I learned to love my body. Being single is when I learned to be alone with my thoughts. Being single is when I learned to face my fears. Being single is when God healed me of anorexia. Being single is amazing. Being single is amazing. My struggle now is how to accept that I no longer can have the same independence I once did, which is a wonderful problem to have. I'm not complaining. And how to convert the things I loved to do by myself into things we can do together. I'm really bad at this, but at least I have a whole life to work on it. Best wishes, Sarah.
That's beautiful.
I know. I liked this because we're usually like whining about being single. And so now it's like, okay, but then what if you get a man?
I know. It's like, I've always like, I'm very much, I've realized this recently too. I love my routine. Mm-hmm. Like, I live for me doing my thing.
Yeah.
And when it gets disrupted, I'm not okay. Like, yeah. I'm genuinely not okay. My whole life kind of revolves around me doing my own thing. So the idea of having to share life with someone else kind of is like, even though like that'd be great, like,
yeah,
and I know there's beauty in that and there's excitement and mm-hmm. fun things in that as well. I'm just like, ugh, I don't know if I want to. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of work, and I don't know if I'm down for that. Like, that's a little terrifying. So,
well, it's like the only times you feel sad when you're single are like very specific times.
Christmas.
But then the rest
Valentine's
of the,
yeah. Day. The rest of the year?
Basically, like, we're coming up on those months right now where it's like, ugh, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, the rest of the time, like when you text me and are like, hey, you want to go to Australia? And I'm like, yep. And I don't have to check in with anyone. I don't have to like... You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's just certain things or like even like just going out dancing whenever or like not having to be cautious of
having
how I'm talking to someone or
to do
yeah.
kind of literally whatever you want. Like, it's yeah. it's not there.
No.
And that's it's great to have someone there to check in on and to check in on you and to, you know, live life together. But you do have to give up that.
Basically, so she's scary. Listening going, I know, that's why I'm writing. So we just keep saying. No, I think honestly, like, I can't remember. There was like this series. What was that series we listened to? Was it Michael Todd? He Probably. Did like a relationship series and then he talked about like.
Singleness?
Talked about like the importance of singleness, but in like even in your relationship, the fact that like you're able to like make sure you're taking care of yourself so that you can like pour into another person. Yeah. So I think that's one thing is like you're not single, but also like it is okay to still like take care of yourself and think about like what you need individually as a person. Because I think in order for a relationship to work is you each have to be healthy people that yeah. are like looking out for the other person's interests yeah. and like yeah, building yeah. them up. You
and
know?
I really do think it's so cliche, but I really do think the key to all of this is communication.
Yeah.
And this is a weird example, but I'm gonna just use it. Taryn moved in last summer.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting her down and being like, listen, I go in my room a lot because I don't want to be around anyone. Mm-hmm. I was like, it doesn't mean that I'm upset. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I'm upset specifically at you. It means I just need space.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have that exact same conversation one day.
Yeah.
If and when I get married, I'm going to have to be like, hey,
I'm gonna have
listen,
to sit him down.
I love you. I do. But like, don't talk to me right now.
I need some space.
In the most loving and kind way. You need to know that I need space. And yeah. I do. And yeah. it's like, it's a big part of my everyday routine. And if I feel smothered by someone, not like they're intentionally doing it, but if they're just around me a lot, then I
yeah
very nicely and quietly go
yeah
into my room, yep. put on some calming music, and I feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
And then it's like good, and it doesn't mean anything negative, but like I'm gonna have to tell him that.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting how I feel like whatever her thing is or whatever your thing is, you're gonna have to figure out what that thing is and then let them know and be like, hey,
yeah,
like love you so much. This is something I need to just live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do it with you. You know?
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Well, and that's like the whole thing is it's like if you don't do that, like if you don't take the time to like do what individually you need as a person, then what's going to happen is you're going to be in a like terrible mood. So then you're going to be mean. You're going to say things. So it's going to be a negative impact on him anyways.
Yeah.
So I think like you need to like think through what it is about like being single or those things that you still have that a little bit of like longing for, you know?
Yeah.
Like if it's traveling, then like sit and talk to him and be like, hey, like I would love if we like take a trip. But if you're not wanting to take a trip, then like I need to travel still. Like I need to take trips. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like, hey, like I, you know, whatever, like I need alone time or I need to like go to these conferences and really like invest in like myself. I think it's finding ways to still be yourself and to do you and then find where you can like merge together,
include
but also
him.
Where
yeah.
you can have your own thing. And I think that's the thing is like people get in relationships and think, I hate when like I'll ask a friend who's married, I'll be like, hey, do you want to get dinner? And she's like, let me check with my husband. Like, I'm like, I get Ooh. You have to check with like, oh, do we have anything planned? But it's like, I think you still should have that sense of like, no, like I'm going to make time for my friends or I'm going to do things that like still make sense for me. But then you also have that other person that you bring, you like merge together with and do life together with too.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, yeah. 100%. Yeah, I think it's cool to be able to do those things together with your special someone. And then it's also cool for, like, I guarantee you, if you're feeling this way, I'm sure there's something he would like to do as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, sit down and just be like, hey, like, before we started dating or got married, like, what was something you enjoyed doing that you don't do anymore?
Yeah.
And find out what those are for each other. See if you guys can do that together. And if not, just see, make sure that it's okay that you guys do it separated.
Yeah.
And then the things that you can do together, do that together. Yeah. But yeah, you
but
can
I think
still,
talking about it is so.
Yeah.
My brother got married and mm-hmm. to Vanessa, and I love Vanessa.
Love Vanessa.
Love her. So she'll tell him someday, she'll be like, I need time with my girls. Like, you go make your own plans. Like, I need a night.
And that's
like,
good.
Yeah, it's so
That's
healthy.
Good for both of them yeah. because the fear for me being married to someone. For, you know, whoever, who knows how long, is that you become to depend on them for absolutely everything. And the truth is, like, no one person can handle all of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of pressure to put on one person.
Yeah.
And that person will mess up.
Yeah.
So you're going to get heartbroken multiple times because they can't be perfect for you and
yeah.
be there for you in every single instance. That's what girlfriends are for. And that's
yeah.
what... guy friends are for, you know, you need to have
people you
your little
to.
Wolf pack, you know, to
yeah.
to run off to and to support you and encourage you when your partner can't.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think that's where the danger of, like, it has to be, you know, like, you're putting that other person first, but they're also putting you first. So it's, yeah, like, an even exchange. And when you have, when it's not even, or it's, like, unhealthy, and then that's where it's, like, if you're putting everything into this person and no one's, like, taking care of your heart either, then mm-hmm. That's where you go, like, downhill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where it gets scary.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like we've said good things, but hopefully that helped a little bit. But I do think, like, honest communication and, you know, me and Ashley always talk about our conversations with each other, not because we're dating. I just want to make that very clear because people always say stuff.
We're not lovers.
But we are not lovers. I love her, but I am not her lover. but I think, like, even, like, best friendships, like, it does have a lot of aspects of, like, relationships. And that's one thing I've noticed from us living together, because that's something people say. Like, they date and they're like, everything was fine. Then we moved in and I was like, I want to kill him, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just that open, clear communication and you know, not being like, hey, like, I miss being single, because he's going to be like, okay, well, that sucks. Okay, but just being like, hey, like, I honestly got used to a lifestyle and I'm having a hard time, like, merging the two, not because I don't want to, not because I don't love you, but, like, I would love for us to, like, come up with some things. Like, I need more of this in my personal life. Is that yeah. something you want to be involved in? If not, like, it's something I am going to pursue. You know what I mean? Just yeah. be honest.
No, he'll love that.
Yes. This is fun.
That was
I feel
good.
Cool that I can, like, picture who I'm talking to.
Yeah, you know? I can't, but, you know, that's great.
I can't.
Love that for you.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for writing in and
Thanks,
for trusting
Sarah.
Us with this. And, you know, girl, I feel like we'll be in the same boat if we ever.
It's going to be weird.
Get married. When we get
if
married.
And when.
If, no, just when.
When
we get married.
Yes.
Maybe we'll be like those cute old ladies who, like, find someone in a nursing home.
Don't say that. Don't put it out there like that. Take
okay.
it back. Mark,
rewind.
Cut that out.
Mark, bleep it out. It's all.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to email us.
Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
You probably
Are
got
you
me
kidding
sick.
Me?
You probably got me sick.
Where could they email us at, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
That's where you go. Be sure to like it, subscribe, share, rate, review, all those things. And Taryn, do we have a dad joke?
Of course
Taryn?
We do. This one is from Insta, and it is from Crystal Via. She says, well, she didn't say. She sent
right,
me.
Right,
anyways.
Right.
It says, I spent $80 on a belt that didn't fit. Oh my god, I messed up. I messed up.
Fit.
I'm gonna try again.
Everything in me right now just thought because of, like, YouTube and editing, all I wanted to do was slowly zoom in on your face and cut it up so it was like fit.
I hate you. I spent $80 on a belt that didn't fit. My wife said it was a huge waste.
Get it?
Because his waist is big.
I can hear them laughing. Oh my god,
they
that's
get
so
me
good.
Every time.
Oh shoot,
so good.
Taryn and her dad jokes. Okay, thank you guys so much.
We love you all.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. We won't see you. You
we
won't
will
even
if
see
you follow us on Instagram
or YouTube.
Oh, which, by the way, I'm behind. I haven't posted.
I blame
videos.
Taryn on for all of this.
So sorry.
Job. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.